我们总是在说 EQ EQ， 那么你们知道 EQ 是哪两个单词的缩写吗？ Emotional Intelligence， Emotional Intelligence。 欢迎收听可可英语独家专栏节目可可 Radio， 我是安夏，安静的安，夏天的夏。今天和你一起来聊一聊情商低的一些表现。 The classical signs of low emotional intelligence: getting in lots of arguments，时常陷入争吵。 You probably know someone who always seems to get into arguments with others. Friends, family, coworkers, and even random strangers find themselves embroiled in dispute with these argumentative individuals. Because low EQ individuals struggle to understand the emotions of others.They often find themselves arguing with, considering how others are feeling. 也许你会认识一些人，他们似乎很容易就和别人争论不休，朋友、家人、同事，甚至呢是陌生人，都发现他们和这些抑郁和他们产生争论的人陷入过纠纷。因为低情商的人很难理解他人的情绪，导致了争吵，是因为他们总是没有办法考虑别人的想法。Not understanding how others feel. 不能明白他人的感受。 Low EQ people are often completely oblivious to the feelings of other people. They don't get that spouses might be angry at them, or that others' coworkers are irritated. Not only that, but they also feel very annoyed that other people expect them to know how they are feelingEmotions, in general, tend to exasperate people with low EQ. 情商低的人呢，往往不会完全理会别人的感受，他们意识不到他们的配偶、同事可能会生气。不仅如此，他们也对他们被希望能够理解他人的这点而感到十分愤怒。总的来说，低情商的人很情绪化，而且很容易动怒。不知道你有没有中招呢？Okay, that's what we talk about today. 以上就是今天想聊的这个小话题。低情商会有什么样的一些表现呢？经常会陷入一些争吵，而且不能够明白他人的感受。如果说你想要听大道理学习英语，可以关注可可英语可可 Radio， 或者可以在微信上搜索公众号安夏加上数字1001，可以找到我。